This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
As we head into another weekend here on the Kona Edge, thank you so much for joining us. And my name is Brad Brown. We talk some biking today, and we head back to Johannesburg to catch up with a fellow countryman, Andre Peel, to find out about some of the things that he's done on the bike. And if you listened to his story a couple of weeks ago, you'll know that I've got a personal connection with Andre. He's a colleague of my brother's, and I've seen him race on many, many occasions. And I can vouch for Andre. He is a beast on a bicycle. And he's got some good insights as well. So make sure you stick around for our chat with Andre. I mentioned earlier on this week as well that things have just been chaotic here at the Kona Edge. Obviously, I've got some big plans for 2018 for the podcast, and I'm just really struggling to sort of keep everything in balance and in check. And I think first plan of action is to take somebody on to help me out with all the admin stuff and the editing and the uploading of all the podcasts. And in order to do that, obviously need to fund it. And if you'd like to support us on this quest to keep this podcast going, because that's pretty much what it boils down to. If we don't get it, I need to make some tough decisions. And unfortunately, it would probably mean pulling the plug on the podcast, because something's got to give. I think my wife's about to lose it with me, to be honest. So if you wouldn't mind supporting the podcast, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support. And the way I like to think of it is, if you subscribe to a triathlon magazine, or if you've got a Zwift subscription, it's all part of your skills and skilling up in triathlon. And hopefully this podcast adds enough value that you wouldn't mind sending just a couple of dollars a month our way to help us keep the lights on and keep you entertained with this podcast. So it is hugely appreciated. Every single dollar we get counts. My first goal, obviously, to get that help, I'm going to need about $500 a month to employ somebody to do all of that sort of stuff. And and then long term, obviously, I'd like to turn this into a full-time living and pack in the day job. So if you wouldn't mind doing that and supporting, it would be massively appreciated. That's thekonaedge.com/support. You can also click on the link in the show notes to this episode, or on the podcast player that you're listening to it as well. It is right there right now. So enough about me yakking. Let's touch base with Andre. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Doug Guthrie Personal Training. Doug has a passion for seeing people improve and succeed. A 14 times Ironman finisher, two of those on the Big Island, a USA T-Level 1 certified coach, head coach of the YMCA tri-team, Doug has the unique ability to meet athletes wherever they are in their journey. His motivation comes from helping athletes improve and meet their goals at any skill level. As a self-coach, two times Kona qualifier and finisher, Doug's experience places him in the shoes of those training for their first sprint, to those who need to know what has to be adjusted in their plan to get them to the next level in order to qualify for the World Championships. Discover more about Doug, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some biking now here on the Kona Edge. Andre Peel joins us once again. Andre, welcome back onto the podcast.
Thank you very much, Brad. Yeah, awesome to be here.
Andre, one of the things you mentioned in our first chat is you had a newspaper route as a youngster, and you think that might have played into your bicycling legs. Often people will talk about swimming, and the best way to improve as a swimmer is to start when you're six. You had a bit of a head start on the bike.
Yeah, definitely. Eh? Look, I love being outdoors. I grew up in Namibia, and we spent a lot of time playing around on bikes anyway. And then, yeah, literally, I think from when I was in, if I'm not mistaken, standard four, or grade six as it's now called, to grade 11, I delivered newspapers every morning of my life. So I was probably on my bike for an hour every morning from about five till six, around there, delivering newspapers in the Blairgowrie area, which is up here in Johannesburg. I suppose that would give me some kind of head start. And then many years I didn't really cycle. I was playing other sports, cricket, and water skiing, etc. And then I got back into biking. It's also the discipline I enjoy the most. But I've certainly put in the hours and the hard work.
I'm not sure if you know this, and I mentioned this in our first chat, that I obviously know you through my brother. You guys are colleagues, but my brother used to have a newspaper route as a kid as well.
okay.
And it obviously didn't help him, Andre.
I won't tell him.
We'll make sure he doesn't listen to this because he's going to be out to get me the next race. Andre, let's talk about what you have done sort of late and in recent times to get better on the bike, because your bike is phenomenal. I mean, I've seen you and you are a beast on a bicycle. What are some of the things you've done that has really moved the needle for you?
I do think biking comes with time. Especially if you're trying to do 180 Ks, in an Ironman distance, but I do quite a bit of shorter distance stuff. Power sessions, speed sessions. My favorite is probably like a TT session on my indoor trainer. I mean, there's two that I particularly like, where the one where you do a warm up and then you've got to do 3x12 minute intervals at basically, as hard as you can. And there's another one that I love doing. I've got some DVDs. I think they probably date back many years, called the Spinables. And there's one of them is a TT session, which is basically a 17-kilometer time trial. And my sort of favorite thing is to get on, it really takes it out of me, but maybe once every 2 weeks or something, and to try and break my previous record. It's starting to get harder and harder to break that record. I still love doing that, putting myself up against myself, literally. But to the point where, there was one time now, I remember quite clearly, in my little torture chamber, as my wife calls it, where I was at the point of nearly vomiting. And that's how hard I pushed myself on those indoor trainer sessions. So, my biking is probably in the shorter distance. When I do sprint and standard distance triathlons, I probably get the most gains there. In Ironman, I haven't broken 5 hours. It's still my one kind of bugbear that I got a 5:02 in Roth a number of years ago. I thought I would get close to 5 hours in Kona. I'm certainly 5 hours is always my goal when I hit an Ironman. It's enjoyable at times.
I'm amazed that you talk about the indoor train like that, because I know where you live as well, and on your doorstep is probably the best place to ride your bike outdoors in Joburg. The climate is amazing to ride up there as well. You basically live in the cradle of humankind. What's the story? Why do you spend so much time on an indoor trainer? Is it just out of necessity, because time is of the essence, and that's where you feel you can get the best bang for your buck for the amount of time you got?
Yeah, time is certainly, is taken into account, because to kind of get ready, with your bike and get dressed and head out onto the road, and before you really kind of warmed up properly and starting your session, it always takes time. To me, much less than 2 hours on the road is not really worth it, and it's hard to put in real quality, in my view, on the road. I always find the indoor trainer, and I believe this for many, many years, is the one place where you can be so specific, to your goal, or to that particular session, whether it's speed, whether it's power, whether it's endurance. I spend a massive amount of time, on my indoor trainer. When I say massive amount of time, I generally don't put in big hours in terms of each individual set. I know guys in Europe, a guy that I know who's part of our club as well, he does 4 or 5 hour sessions on an indoor trainer. That I certainly couldn't do, unless I, was forced to do it in the European conditions, let's say. But as you say, the weather up here in Johannesburg and South Africa generally is so good. So you actually want to be outside. If I'm looking for a 1 to 1.5 hour quality session, you just cannot put in that effort and that quality in on the road. So I'm a big, big believer in the indoor trainer.
But outdoors as well. I mentioned the cradle of humankind. You are pretty lucky to live where you live. We stayed fairly close to it as well. When I was up in Joburg, I could ride in there from home. It's probably the premier place to ride in Joburg, and you do get out there fairly often.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm certainly out there every weekend. And it is an awesome place to ride. It's funny enough now, post Kona, I've been back there riding there a couple of times, and it's actually uncanny how the terrain there is actually very similar to Kona. So anybody wanting to maybe, do a training camp, it might not sound like the best place, but spend some time in the cradle, and it's actually that kind of consistent undulations up and down, nothing too steep and no massive climbs, but it's actually fairly similar to what I experienced in Kona. Yeah, it is a good place to ride, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. When I was still up there, we used to see old Chris Froome out there quite often as well in the off season. I don't know what it did for you.
I've seen him twice now in the last 2 weeks again.
Now, I'm not sure what the dust is doing for his asthma, but it's a great place to train.
No comment.
Andre, it's been great catching up once again. Let's touch base about your run, and we'll say that for the next time.
Awesome, Brad. Thanks so much. Keep well.
This episode of The Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. And that's it for yet another edition of The Kona Edge. Thank you very much to Andre for sharing those all that valuable insight about his Ironman bike performance. And you have yourself a superb weekend. It is a race this coming Sunday here in Cape Town. It's the locals affectionately call it the Fun Rider World Championships. It's the Cape Town Cycle Tour. It's the largest timed cycle event on the planet. It's huge. I think it's close on 40,000 cyclists in town this weekend. I'm going to be riding it. I haven't, I haven't done much training. I have done training. But all bets are off. I'm just going to go and have a fun ride around Cape Town with 30,000 of my mates. So looking forward to it. We'll chat on Monday. Have yourself a superb weekend, and I look forward to chatting on Monday. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.